In our last episode, the Titanic twosome inadvertently drove their atom-powered Woody... Atom-powered Woody... into the Surf City Reservoir, where at that very moment, the parasitic physician and sick scientist Dr. Vitamin... is approaching to infect the water supply in the reservoir.
Perilous plundering on my part, Boy Blunder. I suggest we swim to the surface before we drown.
Holy breath, Captain!
Chum, we have no time to waste if we are to prevent that abscessed anarchist from poisoning the water supply. Quickly to the surface.
Who, me?
As our heroes arise from the watery depths, they suddenly spot the infected informer approaching the reservoir.
There they are, Captain Jan! Can we swim to the edge in time?
I doubt it. If we can, young friend. Oh, wrongful ruin.
Meanwhile, at the reservoir's edge...
Hush, soul. Hypo, hand me the two vials. I shall pour the contents into the water supply, ridding the earth of these warmongering imperialists once and for all.
Yes, most honorable husband and doctor.
Suddenly, a giant tidal wave sweeps the treacherous two, Dr. Vitamin and Hypo, away from the reservoir. Later, at the Surf City Jail.
Good work, Titanic Twosome.
You did a great job.
Yeah. You did a great job.
Dr. Vitamin has something to ask you in his cell. Go ahead and invite him in, Vitamin.
Vitamin.
Cool it. Dr. Vitamin, eh?
Oh, my!
Dr. Vitamin, see? You should never have tried your wicked methods here in Surf City.
Holy pertussin!
Oh, so, Captain John, how did you create that tidal wave?
Well, you see, Vitamin, I used my mystical power granted to me by the little old lady. My power breath.
About that power breath. Did you ever think of using Clorets, Captain Jan?